Blog Talk Radio.
When you stay in the hospital for 1 week or 2 weeks, have a $100,000 bill. A whole month, you got a $200,000 bill. See, you got an option. Whether you take that or whether you're going to believe God, who is a miracle worker who can help you and bless you. We do believe in the doctor. We don't really say that. We know that God can use doctors. But if I got the option of $65,000 for the doctor and the operation and the hospital bed, I'm going to take the other option that I believe God for, a magnitudinous and multitudinous miracle. Amen. That's my options. I'm going to take that one in the name of Jesus. All right, if you have a prayer request, come on with it. If you choose the option of trying to believe the Lord or believing the Lord, period, then let me have your prayer request. Anybody?
This is Ambassador Lake Johnson in Texas. Praise God. Chief Ambassador Johnson. I do take the option today to request prayer for my brother, Pastor McNally, that the Lord would bind this an elevation of blood pressure that he's been bothered with right now. And I'm asking God to do it for him and curse this elevation in the blood pressure. Mm-hmm. God is able, and I know he is. And I'm asking you to stand in agreement with me. Thank you.
I surely will. I heard the Holy Ghost say pray for many people who are facing blood pressure problems. Amen. I don't think I have it. In fact, I know I don't have it. But my doctor, all glory be to God, but my doctor said to me, said Dr. Johnson, said many people of color are faced with that. And you don't have it, but I want to give you some something that will cause, be a blessing in your system. And he didn't say the word blessing, but you know how they talk. And so it's very important because many of us who people of color have that blood pressure problem. And I want to ask you, if you have that problem, while it's on my heart right now, may I have the privilege, the great privilege of praying for you. Amen. Just hold your hand up as if to say, it's me, it's me. It's me, oh Lord. That always kind of reminds me of that little boy who was in the hospital, and he had never seen a picture of Jesus, had a picture on the wall. And he didn't have any friends. He was orphaned. And he said, do you think that man up in that picture would be my friend? They said, sure. All you have to do is, he's passing by, just hold your hand up. Yeah. And during the night, the little boy passed. And when they were just so distraught about the passing of the little boy, they looked at his little body. He had propped up the pillow. He had taken the pillows and propped up his little arm, and his little hand was in the air. That was something unusual. He had his hand up as he went on and died that night. Listen, put your hand up. I'm not asking you to put it up to leave this world. I'm asking you to put your hand up as a symbol to say, Lord, it's me. It's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Heavenly Father, you see these hands, even mine, God, that's raised to thee, saying, Lord, as you're passing by, remember me. As you bring, as the Holy Ghost comes through, I'm asking you to regulate the blood pressure in these precious people. Regulate it, Lord. No wonder people in the old church said you're a heart fixer and a mind regulator. I want to ask you to be this morning a blood regulator. Regulate that pressure.
Good morning. Have a blessed day.
Of blood pressure in their body.
I love you, Marcia.
Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for regulating Marcia. This blood pressure. Oh, God, we love you. We thank you and we praise you and appreciate you. And God, I even hate to ask this question, But, Lord, for the people's sake, can you, are you a blood regulator? Can you regulate blood? God, we know the answer is you created it. Why wouldn't you be able to regulate it? Lord, my faith goes out to you because you are, God, the creator of blood regulation. You created blood, you can regulate it. And please do it in only every hand that's saying, I have the faith. And, Lord, as you're passing by, stop by here. Regulate the blood. Let us have some testimonies about what you did, Lord, of how you regulated their blood. Some of them have been
Good morning, Ada.
Now, it's
have
not
a blessed day.
Anymore, but it's regulated in the name of Jesus. Thank you for it, and we appreciate what you're going to do, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, thank God. Amen.
Man.
God bless you. God bless you. Anybody else with a prayer request? And I heard some people on the line, you don't know your line is unmuted. Good morning, Aida, or something like that. Mute your line, darling. Amen. Thank you.
Have a blessed day.
All right. Have a good day. Mute your line. All right. Anybody else with a prayer request?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Mother Johnson. I just said, don't forget to pray for Angel, Wilma, R.D., and Becky. We're still in need of a prayer for those four people that have cancer. So we know God's going to heal them. We know they're going to come back.
Have a blessed day.
So I just ask you all to continue to pray for those
All right,
people.
That's Angel, Wilma, R.D., and who?
And Becky.
Becky.
Yeah, and Pastor Gina's husband, he is on a dimension that he's got dementia. And he fell and hurt himself the other day. So it's just a lot going on. And I know God is able to do anything but fail. So,
all right, Mother. May I ask you to do something?
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. We're going to join our faith with you. You are a prayer warrior. And many people on this line, I'm asking all of y'all to join your faith with Mother Johnson. Amen, as she prays for these. And let's see what God's going to do. I mean, I want you to be a part of taking this prayer to the Lord that God will heal these persons with this cancer. I curse this cancer demon from the very root in the name of Jesus. Go ahead, Brother Johnson.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you today saying thank you, thank you, thank you. Because without you, we can't do nothing. But with you, we can do all things. Father, we just come this morning saying, Father, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, that because you are God, we want to be able to tell the world how good you are. And, Lord, we just want those Angel, Wilma, R.D., and Becky to be healed so they can come back and let the world know that you are God and you can do anything but fail. Father, I just want to say I thank you and I praise your name because without you, it's impossible for us to please you. And Lord, we want to please you with us. We're going in and coming out. I just thank you today because thank you for waking us up this morning, starting us on our way. Thanking you, Lord Jesus, for the limbs that you have spared us to have, arms, legs, nose, mouth. We thank you for all the goodness and mercy that you have bestowed upon us. And Father, we want to thank you for the prayer line. We want to thank you for the prayers of the righteous. You said, deal as much. And we thank you, Lord, because you are God. You said anything that we ask in your name, you will do it. And we're asking you for healing today, the healing for the sick, the afflicted, all over the world and the country, the healing for diabetic, the healing for sugar. We just ask you for healing, Lord. You know all about us because you made us. And I just want to say I thank you and I praise you for all that you have done and all that you yet to do. We just thank you, Lord, because without you we can't do nothing. I just ask you to bless the world today. Bless the sinner man, boy and girl. Oh, God, I just ask you to go with us and stand by. Father, we ask you to help us to be the light and shine bright so men and women, boys and girls, can see your good works through us and glorify the Father, which art in heaven. Lord, I love you today because you truly brought me a long way, and I thank you for it. I just ask you to bless the Johnson family this morning. Oh, God, I just thank you for the prayer line. Each and every person that's on the prayer line, I just thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy. Oh, Father, we just ask you to go with us throughout this day and lead us and guide us in a way that you would have us to go. Help us to lift your name on high. I thank you and I praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Oh, my God, what a prayer. And, Father, may I just add to that, I have a special request of you. Yes, Lord, I want to approach you as humbly as I can, Lord, even on my knees right now. And my request of you is that would you do more things to get you some more glory on this prayer line, God? Amen. Do more things where we can give you glory and praise. Heal Angel, heal Wilma, heal R.D., heal Becky of this cancer, Lord, that you may get more glory. When we certainly be careful to give you the glory and the praise. And,
yes.
Lord, look on Pastor Gina's husband,
yes.
Amen, who has dementia.
Yes.
This is my special request, that you would do even more things on this prayer line, that people may praise you even more, and that you would get the glory even more. That is my request. Be pleasing in your sight for the glory of God. And in the name of Jesus, I ask it. Thank you for it.
Thank you,
Lord. Is there anybody else before we have to close here this morning who needs a special prayer? Amen. You need a miracle. Anybody? We believe.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Yes, Dr. Johnson, this is Jennifer from Long Island, New York, area book 516. My cousin's daughter, her name is Michaela, she went to the ER yesterday because she had a huge cyst. She's only about, like, 13. So I don't know if they did the procedure on yesterday at the ER. I haven't spoken to my cousin from yesterday. So please keep her in prayer. It was huge. So they say it needs to be removed, emergency, you know, operation has to be taking place. That's what my cousin had told me on yesterday. So this morning, please, I'm asking for a prayer for her. Her name is Michaela. Thank you.
Has she already had the operation?
I don't know. Well, the doctor, my cousin told me they were supposed to do it on yesterday. So I don't know if they did or not. Yes.
All right. And was that cancerous, you know, or not?
I don't know. I don't want to tell you what it is. I'm not too sure.
Whatever it is, we'll ask God to heal it, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Anyone else before we close it today?
Yes, good morning. This is Sister Carolyn in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just asking you and the saints to pray for me. I've been on the doctor's care for like the last 3 months. They have been dealing with my eyes. They're saying that my optic nerves is numb, so I'm scheduled to go to a neuro ophthalmologist in the morning. They are going to run tests, and I'm asking the saints to pray for me that they will find nothing wrong with my eyes.
All right. All right. We certainly will. Anybody else?
Sister Lucio Unspoken.
All right. Anyone else?
Sister Johnson Unspoken. Ambassador-elect Johnson.
Okay. In Texas.
Yes, sir.
What's that first name?
Deborah.
Deborah, okay. I remember you spelled that for us. D-E-B-R-A. Right.
Yes, sir.
All right, anybody else? All right, God bless you all. Amen. I'm going to ask you a question. I need to know this. Very, very important. How many of you all believe that in Genesis that God did make everything?
Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
Amen.
Have y'all ever read Genesis 2 and 9, I believe? I think it's 2 and 9. Where God, and it's dealing, it's speaking in symbolism, but in trees. But it says that have you ever read that he made not only the good, but he also made the evil? Have y'all ever read that?
Yes, sir.
Do y'all believe that, that he made not only the good, but the evil?
Yes.
Okay. See, you got to understand that he made everything. If he didn't make everything, guess what? The enemy who has tried to mimic God so much and so jealous of God, he would have tried to make the evil things. Why? So he could be on the level of God. Mm. But he cannot, because God made everything in the beginning and nothing else could be made. That's why you got the enemy always trying to what you might say, kind of alter things. You know, if God made a man to be a man, but the enemy tries to alter his mind and make him think that God made a mistake. You're supposed to be a woman in a man's body. See, the enemy is always trying to alter. God made a woman to be a woman, but the enemy will come to him, no. You're a man locked up in a woman's body. See, he always trying to alter everything because he can't make nothing. That's why. So what I'm trying to tell you, if God made everything, then, I mean, Why do you believe that when he comes in the room that he has the authority over everything since he made it?
Amen.
That makes common sense, doesn't it?
Amen.
He walks in the room. And cancer, as arrogant as cancer is, talking about, well, if I get him, can't nobody get him. Can't nobody fix that thing if I get him. And God walks in the room and says, zap, and all of a sudden there's a report that it's gone. Well, why? He made everything. He should be able to walk in the room and everything is subject to him. It must obey him. I'm praying that way for you, Sister Jennifer, and for your cousin, that God would fix that for Michaela. I'm praying for you, Sister Carolyn, down there in Georgia, that God would, that the God who made your eyes, who made eyes, will look in there and see the optic nerve, and if it's not right, then he would command it to be right.
Yes.
Sister Lucille, whatever your unspoken request is, I'm praying that the God who made everything will fix that for you.
Thank you.
And Ambassador Lake Johnson, down there in Texas, the same thing with your unspoken.
Yeah.
Let's just believe the Lord, who is the maker of everything. Look there in 1 John 1, and you would say everything I'm saying is true. Yeah. Then God, not 1 John, just go to John 1:1, and you'll see that everything that was made was by him. And then you'll find that when he says him, he's talking about himself, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. All three were present when everything was made. Jesus, the Word, it says the Word and the Holy Ghost. Jesus is the Word. He was present when God made everything. God made everything with Jesus and the Holy Ghost. So everything was made by them. Heavenly Father, God, you, the Son and the Holy Ghost, who made everything. God, you're all three in one. And when you spoke of yourself, you meant the Son and the Holy Spirit that made everything all with you. God, I'm thanking you for it.
Yes.
Walking in your word, and I'm asking you, step in the room of Michaela. God, nothing too hard for you.
Thank
you. He made everything.
Thank
you. Touch Michaela and heal that is wrong.
Michaela.
In the name of Jesus. God knows what I'm talking about. God and heal. Look on Sister Carolyn and fix her. Lord, you, the one who made optic nerves. I'm asking. you if it pleases you. Yeah, we'll give you the glory. If you would touch her eyes and let her get a wonderful report. Amen.
Well, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for Sister Lucille.
Thank you.
Whatever she needs fixing. And that unspoken request and Ambassador Link Johnson.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We thank pray. You,
Lord. Oh, my God, my God. Oh, we give you the glory and all the adoration. Thank you, Lord, for hearing my prayer. Amen. You didn't say I had to holler at you. You just told me to ask you.
Jesus,
and I'm asking you to holler. Please fix these things for these precious people.
Thank
you. I love to hear people saying, God did it, and to God be the glory. Let it be said, Lord, that you deserve all the glory. For fixing those eyes, that you deserve all the glory for regulating that blood pressure. You deserve all the glory, Lord, for healing that cancer, for healing that diabetes. That you deserve all the glory, Lord, for keeping people from having cholera. You deserve all the glory for all these things. All I'm trying to do is get you more glory. And that's my request, Lord, that you get more glory. From these folks and others who will be on this prayer line. Oh, God, that they would glorify you.
Thank you.
Get more glory. Amen. If somebody was saying, God is the one who saved my home. Somebody said, God is the one who healed me of a carpal tunnel. God is the one who healed my back, down the small of my back. God is the one. Somebody give you glory like my mother gave you glory, who couldn't wear shoes, God, and you took the swelling out of her feet where she can put on shoes and wear them to church every Sunday morning. Thank you for it.
Thank you.
I just want you to get more glory, and I'm asking you to fix it so you get more glory here out of these precious people. I'm giving you glory for what you're doing for them. In Jesus' mighty name, I praise you. I thank you for everything. And we give you glory right now for everything that you have done, everything that you will do, and everything that you're doing right now. Thank you for it. In Jesus' name, I pray.
Jesus.
For the glory of God. Thank God.
Thank
God. Amen. I'm out of time, y'all. Out of time. God bless you.
God bless you, Jesus.
Back tomorrow morning. No, let's be on the blog line tonight. Oh, my God. I hear this prophecy. The Lord saying, those who would take time for me, you can expect me to take time for you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That blog.
Thank you, Lord.
30 minutes, 35, 40 minutes on blog. 646-595-2035. I'm going to give it to you again. Get ready. You ready?
Yes.
646. I'm giving you increments of three. First one, 646. Second one, 595. All right, here comes four. Here are the last four digits. 2035. Okay? 646, 595, the last four. 2035. All right? God bless you. We love you. Whatever you're going through, if I didn't get a chance.
Is this for the...
You have a different code for the airline.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Just put this one down just in case. Man, let me see here. 856-823. 856-823. One more time. You ready? 856, then 823. All right, 856-823. All right, God bless you. Amen. If you can't get on that, the other code, get this code here. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. Amen.
Bye.
I'm going to try that 2 days, see what happens here. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Have a wonderful day. It's going to be all right. If I didn't pray for you, just believe it. It's going to be all right. I'm praying for you as I'm saying these words. Lord, let it be all right. Thank you for it. Amen. Amen. Things going to be all right. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
Amen. You too, Chief.
Does anybody feel like shouting this morning?
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. God.